the George Washington University Hospital is part of a small unusual experiment. They invite a harpist into the emergency room to provide some comfort and calm to patients. Now the hospital's discovered that it also helps in some unintended ways. The fabulous Bridget McCarthy has our story.
Dr. Ratliff, line A.
Fisher!
It's a relatively ordinary day at George Washington University Hospital. About 24 people sit slumped in the chairs outside the emergency room, while inside, nurses and doctors move briskly from one curtained examining room to the next, tending to the patients. Medical technicians wield trays of instruments around the gurneys and wheelchairs scattered along the hallway. This is the crowded, noisy environment where Jody Grossman begins her shift every Wednesday afternoon. She squeezes an enormous gold harp into a small space in front of the nurse's station, next to the bins of soiled laundry, and starts to play. GW Hospital hired Grossman about 15 months ago after she'd brought her harp in to play for a friend recovering from surgery. One of the doctors suggested she come regularly. At first, she just played in the lobby, not the emergency room.
I think the nurses and doctors weren't sure that it was the right place for the music, and it took some time for us to get used to one another.
Chris Bay is a medical technician. He was here the first day the harpist was allowed into the ER.
And it was Halloween, and someone had a pair of angel wings in our suture room. So I put them on, and while she was playing, I came out from behind the curtain, just started dancing like an angel around her harp.
That was more than a year ago. Now everyone greets her warmly. Barbara Naiswander is the head nurse in the emergency room. She says the harp music helps the patients.
She came at Christmas and was doing some Christmas carols, and it was really, you know, several patients had said it was really nice to have just something to listen to. In an ER, you're here for a long period of time, and passing time is kind of hard when you're waiting for your blood tests or waiting for the doctor to decide if you're going to get admitted or be sent home. It's nice to have that.
Leah Lujan, another ER nurse, says patients aren't the only ones comforted by the music.
Everybody responds brilliantly to it. It's huge. I wish he was here yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, it's just crazy.
Secretly, I'm really there more for the nurses and doctors even than for the patients. Because most patients will leave the hospital, and the nurses and doctors and custodial staff are there day after day after day. And it's an extremely stressful work.
Jody Grossman has been playing the harp for 30 years, but her full-time job is as a kindergarten teacher.
And so my ear is very trained to listen for states of energy in a room.
So while she's playing, just as when she's teaching, Grossman is responding to what's happening around her.
I'm thinking about how to calm everything down. And I also listen for how to slow people down and slow down the atmosphere in that room.
Emergency room head nurse Barbara Naiswander says that's exactly what the nurses and doctors need because their work is so intense and unpredictable.
It should slow us down a little bit. We need to slow down. We all go too fast.
Grossman says playing music in the hospital has become an extremely rewarding part of her life. She calls it her musical ministry.
It's such a technologically advanced hospital, and yet it's not just machines and it's not just surgery. There's a human element to healing.
And at this busy urban hospital, the staff cares for both body and spirit with humanity's latest inventions, as well as one of its most ancient. For NPR News, I'm Bridget McCarthy in Washington.